the bid in the amount of $57,199 from Pioneer Construction Co., Inc. for the replacement of the culvert in Route 6 West and Maple Avenue, pending review of solicitor and our stormwater engineer, JHA.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Jason got it by split here. Sorry. So motion is made by Jim Jennings, seconded by Jason Newbon. Any further question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion is passed unanimously. Thank you.
Yeah. Special thanks again to admin and DPW for your hard work during the last couple storms. Stuff keeps me up at night, so I can only imagine what it's like for you and your team. So thank you for all your hard work on that. Please keep me posted on what you're hearing on the ground and any complaints that come in. We'll do our best to kind of tackle it with the most logical and helpful solution. But thank you again for all your help on that. In terms of the rest of the Stormwater Committee, that's all we have at this point.
Thank you. On the Streets Committee this evening, Mr. McAllister, anything to report?
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Mr. Brown for his diligence in taking care of streets issues throughout the community. And I don't know if you've got a new pair of hip boots, but you might need them with the water the way things have been. In any case, I have received a new agreement from the Winter Traffic Services regarding Wayne County. And this is a five-year agreement that provides the borough with compensation for performing certain services, such as clearing the sidewalks on the 12th Street and Fair Avenue bridges, and removing snow from Grove and Tryon Street. The total compensation that we're entitled to as a result of our assistance to this to the county on this is $9,274 for the initial year, and approximately similar amounts for the next 4 years, and then in the fifth year, rather large completion of $13,000 for a total of $51,000 in reimbursement to the borough for the services that our DPW provides to the county. And that's just an informative information that I believe we've already are in compliance with. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you, Mr. McAllister.
I have a question on this. Does this winter services agreement include either of the bridges that we met on? Is 12th Street Bridge Church Street?
The correspondence that Councilor McAllister referred to is the contract that was previously signed for the next 5 years. Since that time, Councilor Jennings and his committee have met with PennDOT, and as I reported to you in the committee email, they did not forward any of your recommendations down to Harrisburg. Harrisburg, of course, would be interested in changing any agreement if you wish. So basically what that means to the other councilors is amendments can be made during this five-year period for things that we either want to add to the contract, where the borough will add items that they will do for PennDOT, or you could tell PennDOT, I don't want to do this anymore, and they would do an amendment and the contract would be altered. It works either way, so but it is a process, and it took months, and that PennDOT official in Homesdale did not send anything down to Harrisburg.
How long does the process take to amend the winter services agreement?
Since I've been here, it has never been amended, so this was the first time that we went through it. So when the person called me about it, I took it upon myself to ask about your request, and that's when she said they had not received anything, and it has to go through the PennDOT superintendent from Homesdale.
Okay.
So, Councilor McAllister, I was present at what we're referring to, Councilor Jennings, and I was under the impression that the gentleman was going to transmit some formal request to the department. which obviously he hasn't done. So I guess the only thing our opportunity now provides us is that we would make another conference or consultation with that gentleman and say, you know, we'd like you to get a letter off to this and get this in motion if we're willing to take on some more activity there.
The motion that was approved by Borough Council was to allow Councilor Jennings to find out what the costs were associated with the amendments that he wanted to do. And that is what they failed to get back to him about.
Yeah, so what would be the next step then to just kind of re-engage with them at this point?
I would suggest, yes, re-engage with Mitch, Mitch Simons, the superintendent.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Streets Committee, this evening?
No.
Okay, thank you. Workplace Safety Committee, Mayor Canfield, anything to report?
Before you go there, do you want me to facilitate that to try to get something going?
I think that's probably the best. I mean, again, this is under the assumption that this still fits within DPW's like scope of work slash schedule. So if it does, then yeah, we can figure out a way to reengage.
The motion was to find out how much it costs. So at this point, all we really need is what is the difference in how much is going to be reimbursed to the borough for these items.
I believe Dan has that information, at least what the specs that we were looking for in and above man hours. Is that accurate? Like, there's a snowblower involved because of the width of the sidewalk. I think we have that information, so maybe we can just regroup on email and figure out how to get that in front of Mr. Simon so that it can be considered both by this regional rep in Harrisburg.
Sorry. That's okay, no, thank you. Thank you for asking the clarifications. Again, we're gonna move on to the Workplace Safety Committee. Sarah?
At this moment, we really don't have much to report. Just waiting on our insurance committee to let us know who our workman's comp insurer will be, so we can move forward with setting up the new group. So as soon as you guys know, we'll know.
Thank you.
Report. Thank you.
Zoning Committee, Jared.
Yeah, just one thing for tonight. We have a conditional use hearing to schedule. I move the Borough Council schedule the conditional use hearing on Cindy Renner's application for December 7th at 6:30 p.m. in Borough Hall.
There's been a motion made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on this motion?
6:30 then would remain the time.
That's what I stated,
today?
But
okay.
We could.
Yeah. It's December 7th. That's right in the bench.
Right. Do we have a quorum of counselors that night? I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to speak under your discussion, but
that's okay.
Could you ask that?
Well, we had a motion made. Do we have a second?
It's 6:30, you said, on the 7th?
Yes. Yeah, do we have a second to the motion?
Robert.
Okay, Robert seconded. Okay, so motion was made and seconded. And 6:30
is. We have four people that can make that date.
I'll make whatever it has to be. That's all I can say.
It's a Tuesday.
So does anybody here know they can't come? If not, then we'll plan for that.
Okay.
All we can do. Okay, so
much.
Okay. Any other discussion from anybody? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. And anything else from zoning this evening? So that was it, correct?
That's it.
Okay, under correspondence.
I just have one.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Jennings.
I'm not sure. Did everyone receive the letter from the Wayne Tomorrow Housing Task Force in regards to the zoning amendment? Everyone?
Yeah, we got it, yes.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to make sure.
It was in our packets, or in our mailbox.
Okay, great.
Okay, then moving on to correspondence. There were two items that were actionable, Judy. Well, my second one you actually already handled.
Under actionable, there one you did handle. The first one was from Shalomar Maldonado. I'm going to mispronounce it, Maldonado. She is requesting a change of address at 1231 Westside Avenue. Now, going through the process with our zoning department is actually the Wayne County Department of Planning who sets, even though the municipality sets the address, we work with the 911 center and the post office, and she is a tenant. Therefore, her requests can be received, but it's actually the landowner who has to make that request. So there's been an email exchange going back and forth about that. So we really don't have a say in the matter, so I don't know if you want to make a motion or just let them handle it.
At this time, most you could do is the response would be, the only thing I'd say is to make a response to exactly what was just said. That
yeah,
it's
the protocol is to let the Wayne County Department of Planning 911 addressing section handle the request, and it has been forwarded to them already. They've been working on it.
Becky, can you just send her, direct contact her and tell her that's what's been done?
Well, that's what we'll do now. That she made the request to Borough Council, right. But in the background, we have been contacting with her, and so has the county. But since she's a tenant, they really can't deal with her. It has to
right.
be property owner.
No, I'm just making sure that we
right.
at least respond to
but
them.
But now so. I can send a formal letter to her.
Right, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that was the first one. Number two was taken care of with the conditional use. The next one was UGI Utilities. There was an appliance problem at 1600 Main Street. There is a letter from Sally Kerwin that she's stating her reasons addressed to Borough Council why she is against the earned income tax. There is correspondence from Moses Rivera. He had issues with the state police officer or trooper about his bicycle lights, and he's continuing to send emails to the borough about bicycle safety and lights.
Can I just quickly?
Sure.
He did send one to me as well. I did send forward it to the chief, and the chief was going to forward it to the state police barracks in Holmesdale to let them be aware of the situation if there is any. I'm not sure if there is a situation, but just so that we are aware that there is, we are dealing with this.
The next one was from Wayne County 211. Your September newsletter is in your packet for you to review. That's also a housing one. Pennsylvania DEP sent you a letter regarding the Fowler Tire Service storage tanks. There was an issue, and the letter explains it. And then the last correspondence that was received after the packets were made, but I made sure everyone received the packet, was from Wayne Tomorrow, and they're explaining to Homestead Borough their positions and opinions on what council should consider for housing and zoning in the future. I mean, we just adopted our zoning amendment prior to receiving this letter.
Thank you, Judy.
One thing, it's good to note that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the 10 top needs in Wayne County are housing related. And the highest volume of calls come into 18431, which encompasses the borough. So again, we keep pointing it out. So I'm glad that we got, the zoning amendment really kind of looked to tackle that, which I'm really happy about. And again, we have rental, rent and mortgage assistance still available, and the Reverend Doherty Fund is still available for those in need. So please contact the borough or send them our way if you know of anybody who's in need. So thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else have any questions concerning the correspondence that we received at this time?
I was curious about the
DEP. You know the speech. Sorry.
James Hamill, excuse me, James Hamill again, resident of East Street. And Ms. Boltanis, I was curious about the correspondence from DEP regarding Fowler's tanks, just what that was all about.
It's an ongoing process. The municipalities are required to receive a letter from DEP anytime there's an issue at any property. This incident happened, I don't know how long, a long time. We get periodic, like quarterly reports on this as they are cleaning up their issue. If there's a problem with a violation or something when they're inspecting a tank, then they have to follow up. The letters go to DEP, and DEP always contacts the municipality. It's a requirement from the state to send the follow-up letter to the municipality about the issue. I can give you a copy.
That'd be great, thank you. I'm just wondering the substance of it, just because...
They had a system release. This one... Actually, this was a new one. So they had another release at the same facility. This is on October 25th, they had a release. They confirmed that they had to notify DEP.
Is that 300 Wall Avenue?
This is facility number 6408951, the 300 Willow Avenue, Pennsylvania, yes.
Oh, okay, so not the Fowler here.
No, that had a problem.
They own like, four or five places, yeah. They own multiple places in the borough.
Right, okay.
So it's the 300 Willow Avenue one.
The old subway.
Gotcha.
I don't know, is that it or the one down below?
No, that makes sense, yeah.
I think it's the old subway, Trey Crossman Bolts. It's the old subway.
Okay, that was a gas station at one point.
There was a gas station there a long time ago.
I don't know, it's 300 Willow Avenue.
Okay. Thanks.
And they'll keep, as this goes, progresses through the system, each time DEP gets to that requirement, they will send a Willow Avenue.
Gotcha, thank you.
Okay, no, thank you. For the council members, any other unfinished business they wish to bring up at this time? Any new business? Any announcements? If not, we'll move on to Jared for the bills and payables report.
Yep. I move to authorize payment of invoices in the general fund list in the amount of $71,431.04.
Is there a second?
I second.
Ms. McAllister has seconded. Any question, discussion, any of the bills that were presented to you? All those approving payment, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, please play no. Go ahead.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the ACH / resolution number 2017-017 list in the amount of $3,016.13.
Second was made by Robert Jennings. Motion was made by Jared Newbon. Any question for any council members on any of those bills? All those in favor of paying, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion has passed.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the ARP assessment year one list in the amount of $1,120.22.
Motion has been made. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Second by Jim Jennings. Any question or discussion on that motion?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do I have permission to contact Zelenkowski and Axelrod to see that we follow the correct procedure in sending in the check?
Yes.
Even though we have the whole process, we want to make sure for accounting purposes.
Most certainly.
Okay.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded. Any further question or discussion? All in favor of paying this, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. One last time, anything to bring before the council this evening? If not, I'm asking for a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Motion for adjournment.
By Bill McAllister, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion? Anybody see any reason why they'd stay a little longer just for fun?
Okay, 7:16.
All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no.
No.
There's always one.
Yeah.
Motion, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming this evening. We really appreciate it. Please have a good evening. Safe.